I'm Marcy Silman. I've always known Marty Wingett as a garden and travel writer. You may have heard her on KUOW. She was part of our long-running Green Days gardening segment, Tuesdays on Weekday. Marty Wingett's written a number of how-to garden books. Sasquatch Publishing recently reissued her Perennials for the Pacific Northwest. But Marty Wingett had a secret dream. She wanted to publish a mystery novel. And this spring, her dream came true. Wingett's book, The Garden Plot, was published by Random House, part of its new online mystery imprint. I wanted to know when Marty first decided to write a mystery novel.
Well, it was a strange shift from gardening how-to books to mysteries. Yeah. But I have to say that I have a friend who for a couple of years said to me, you know, because I love reading mysteries, you should write a garden murder mystery. And I kept saying, no, I don't think I could do that. And then, probably without me even knowing it, this character crept into my head. And there she was. And I realized that I did have a story to tell, and it's gone from there.
Well, let's talk about your main character. She goes by Prue, but she has a name that nobody has anymore, Prunella.
Prunella, yes, Prunella Park. Her mother was English, but her father was American, and she was born and raised in Dallas. So she's always been called Prue and does get a little embarrassed when people say Prunella, except when she's in England, where it isn't an unusual name.
So where did you said you were? She sprang into your head, but where did she come from?
Well, of course, I love England, and I love the gardens of England, and I like the idea of a middle-aged protagonist in a mystery, a female, and so she sort of went from there. People say, "Are you Prue?" Well, there are bits of us in all of our characters, and I certainly shall share some characteristics with her, but we are not the same person.
Marty, had you written any fiction before this book?
Well, not since I was in junior high.
Okay, I'm not sure if that counts. Maybe it counts. Tell me how you sort of launched into this, because you had a character, but that's one. That's not like a plot.
That isn't, but I had a character, and I thought, well, if she's American and she goes to England, then I'm able to help the American reader who loves reading British mysteries understand what the funny words are and the terms and the way. Now, gardeners are gardeners, and I've had lots of gardeners say to me, I hope all of the information is accurate. And I say, you better believe it is. So
we don't worry at all about the gardening part.
No.
That was probably the easy part for you.
That was the easy part. And so then I thought, well, what would happen? What happens when you start digging in the garden? Well, if you're in London, most likely you're going to run into some Roman artifacts. And I was fascinated when we go to London, we go to the Museum of London, we go to the British Museum, and we see all these fabulous artifacts and the tile mosaics that are still being found. And I wrote the garden plot long before this happened. But last year in April, they're building a new Bloomberg headquarters in London, and it's in the city of London, the actual city in the financial district, and they uncovered this huge area of Roman ruins where the Romans had even channeled the Walbrook, one of the lost rivers of London, on its way to the Thames. Well, I used that storyline in the garden plot long before they found this in the Bloomberg building. I was fascinated with the fact that gardeners are always running across bits of history. So in each of the potting shed mysteries, there is this thread of history. And in the garden plot, it's Roman ruins.
So the garden plot is number one in an anticipated series. Did you actually sign a contract for a number of books?
I have a three-book deal with Random House's new digital mystery imprint called Alibi. And the first one, yes, is the garden plot, now out. The second one is called The Red Book of Primrose House, and it will be out in November.
Mystery is a genre of fiction, but within the genre of mystery, there are any number of subgenres that go from cozy to like scary, scary thriller. So what's a cozy?
A cozy mystery, I always compare to Agatha Christie, Miss Marple. So the protagonist is an amateur, not a detective, not a police woman or man. And in a cozy mystery, one of the reasons I like reading them is that the characters and the characters' own stories are, and the setting, those things are as important, if not more important, than the actual murder. Yes, there's a body, and yes, we'll figure it out. But I want to know about these people, and I want to know about their stories. So that's why I wrote A Cozy Mystery.
Given that you're now cranking out mystery novels, what about garden and travel writing?
Well, there's a new edition of my perennials book that just came out in December, Perennials for the Pacific Northwest from Sasquatch, and I'm really happy about that book. I was able to update information, and we used the same fabulous photos from Jacqueline Cook, and the redesign, the cover is just really jumps out at you. It's gorgeous. So I'm delighted. I'm still talking about perennials.
But I'm wondering how, you know, in the brain of a single human being, because you are only one person, whether it's kind of like mental whiplash to go from, you know, talking about species primula to Prue and, you know, the whodunit.
That's right. And it is a little strange because I still do freelancing, so I still write magazine articles. And I will say it is a bit of a shock to go from saying whatever I want to say, which is really what fiction writing is, to the tree grows to 30 feet high and 25 feet wide. There's some comfort in those limitations, so I enjoy still doing that.
Marty, thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks, Marcy.
Marty Wingett's new online-only mystery is called The Garden Plot. It's the first installment in a series that features Marty's amateur sleuth, Prunella Park.